winter cold. They came as fire, they left as men. A shadow broke from war's command, with blood and hunger in their hands. They saw the temple by the road and dreamed of wealth in gleaming gold. They stormed the doors with violent cries, with death reflected in their eyes. But in the hall, no fear, no blade, just one who neither moved nor swayed. "You are welcome here," he said, his voice like calm among the dead. "If peace you bring, then peace you'll find," they answered him with war in mind. Rising strings was raised, the moment broke, but something deeper than a war.
Massive, emotional, when the swords fell silent and the fire turned to light, when the hands of violence lost their will to fight.
In the stillness found between
what they were and what they'd been,
a different path was seen
when the swords fell silent.
Transformation. A wave of blue, a sacred breath, unwound the cords of rage and death. The fury drained, the hunger ceased, the war inside them was released. Their weapons fell like broken chains, no glory left in blood or pain. And where there once was endless need, there rose a quiet, simple sea. Not by force, not by blade, but by peace where they remained.
When the swords fell silent and the darkness lost its claim, when the soul remembered it was more than war and pain, in the space where hate had been, something softer entered in, a life they'd never seen,
when the swords fell silent. What is a man without the fight? What is a heart without the night? What grows where blood once stained the ground? What rises when no war is found?
When the swords fell silent and the world began again, from the ashes of their violence rose the possibility of men. No more chains of what had been, no more need for war within. The greatest victory is when the sword falls silent.
Fall silent.
Soft choir we
fall silent.
They came for gold, but found themselves.